Chapter 9. Zanzida, the Dark Wizard. Cedric's grandfather walked towards them.
So this is Zanzida, the Dark Wizard of the North, Cedric thought. He's my grandfather, but he's a complete stranger to me.
Well, this is a surprise, Edgar, said the Dark Wizard. His voice was cold and hard.
Yes. I'm happy to see you, Zanzida, my old friend, said Cedric. Aren't you happy to see me too?
So, don't you want to live any more? Asked the Dark Wizard. Did you come here to die? You know I will kill you.
What? Why are you saying that? Asked Cedric. He was surprised by his grandfather's reaction to Edgar. I'm your friend.
Friend? How can you call yourself a friend?
Shouted Zanzida.
You killed my daughter. Don't call me friend. Guards, kill him.
The soldiers ran towards Cedric.
Stop,
someone shouted. Everyone turned and they saw a tall, thin woman with long grey hair and a long grey dress.
Aunt Eleanor! Said Zelda in surprise.
She ran to her aunt.
Eleanor, said Cedric's grandfather in a soft voice, you finally came.
He walked towards her and took her hand.
I missed you every day of my life, he said.
You left me and you broke my heart, Zanzida, said Eleanor. Why didn't you come back for me?
When I came home to this island all those years ago, my mother and father arranged a marriage for me with the daughter of a rich and powerful chief, said Zanzida. I had to marry her. I had no choice, but I was very unhappy, and my unhappiness made me evil. I fought wars with all the tribes around here. They all hated me and were frightened of me. I wanted to die in the battles. I lived, but many others died.
Where is your wife now? Asked Eleanor.
She died last year, said the Dark Wizard. I wanted to come and find you, but I thought it was too late for us.
Maybe it is too late, said Eleanor. Your grandson is here. Do you want to see him?
My grandson? Here?
No, I can't see him, said Zanzida. Why can't you see him? Asked Zelda.
I'm responsible for his parents' deaths, said Zanzida.
Did you kill his mother and father? Asked Zelda.
No, I didn't kill them, said Zanzida, and he turned and pointed to Cedric. Edgar killed them.
Edgar killed my mother and father, thought Cedric. So Edgar is my grandfather's enemy, not his friend. King Gorak tricked me. I must become Cedric again before they kill me.
Cedric took the red bottle of potion from his pocket and drank it. Immediately he fell to the ground.
Edgar, what are you doing? Asked Zanzida. Is it poison? Are you dying?
No, it's not poison, said Zelda. Don't worry, he'll be fine. Then she threw her coat over Cedric.
A few minutes later, Cedric stood up. Everybody was surprised by the transformation.
Let me introduce you to your grandson, said Zelda. Zanzida. This is Cedric. He's your daughter's son.
It can't be true, said Zanzida. He was shocked.
It is true, said Aunt Eleanor. Can't you see? He looks like you. When I first saw him, I thought of you immediately.
Zanzida helped Cedric to stand up.
We've got a lot to talk about, Cedric, he said. Come, grandson, let's go to the castle.
That evening,
They sat by the fire and talked. They told their stories, and Cedric finally heard the true story of his parents' death. "Why did Edgar kill my mother and father?" asked Cedric.
"It was my fault," said Zanzida sadly. "Edgar wanted to marry my daughter, your mother. He was my best friend, so I was happy about this. Then, one day, a handsome young man came to my castle. It was your father, Cedric. He was brave and strong like you, and he was on a mission."
"He came to find the bracelet," said Cedric. "He wanted to bring it back to his tribe."
"Yes, that's right," said Zanzida. "Your mother fell in love with him. She helped him to find the bracelet, and they ran away together. I was very angry with her. I went after them. Finally, I found them in the druid's house, and I broke the bracelet in half. After that, there could be no more peace and happiness."
"But when did Edgar find them?" asked Cedric.
"He came to the druid's house just after you were born," said Zanzida. "He wanted to kill your father. They fought with swords, and Edgar's sword was magical. He pushed his sword into your father's chest, and your father died immediately."
"That's why I felt a pain in my chest," said Cedric. "That's how my father died." "Grandfather, is this the sword that killed him?" asked Cedric, and he showed him the sword from Tanzin.
"Yes, that's Edgar's sword," said Zanzida quietly. "I remember it very well."
"What happened to my mother?" asked Cedric. "Did Edgar kill her too?"
"No, she died of a broken heart," said Zanzida. "She didn't want to live without your father. After that, Edgar and I were enemies."
"Somebody sent Eldred and his goblins to get the bracelet. Who sent them?" asked Cedric. At that moment, the door opened and the real Edgar came in. "I sent Eldred and his goblins," he said, "and that stupid giant Garth too. I wanted the bracelet and the power. King Gorak is my friend, and he tricked you too." Then he took his sword from his belt and walked towards Cedric. "Give me the bracelet now."
"No," said Cedric, taking the magic sword from his belt. "That's my sword," said Edgar. He started to laugh. "That sword killed your father."
"I know," said Cedric, "and now it's going to kill you." He ran towards Edgar and they started to fight. Nobody stopped them. Everybody knew that this was a fight to the death. Zelda was frightened and very worried about Cedric. Finally, Cedric's sword hit Edgar's arm, and Edgar's sword fell to the ground. Edgar knew the fight was over.
"Kill me," he said. "I deserve to die."
Cedric pushed his sword into Edgar's chest, and Edgar fell to the floor. He was dead. Zanzida called his guards.
"Take Edgar's body home," he ordered. "My old enemy is dead."
Zelda ran to Cedric and kissed him. "I'm so happy you're alive." Cedric took her hands in his and said, "Princess Zelda, will you marry me?"
"Yes," she said, and everybody applauded.
Zanzida put something cold into Cedric's hand. It was the broken bracelet.
"Take it, Cedric," he said. "Go home and bring peace to your tribe."
Cedric turned to his grandfather and said, "Thank you, grandfather. We'll leave for my village in the morning. We must be in Stonehenge before the summer solstice. Will you come with us?" Zanzida looked at Eleanor. She smiled at him,
with happy eyes.
Yes, he said, I'll come with Eleanor. I don't want to be alone any more. Now we can finally be together.
That evening, everybody prepared for the long journey south.